Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, it'll be an eventful day when you can buy just as much fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef as you want. Listen, though, speaking of important occasions, there's a big event taking place right now at your neighborhood Kroger store. It's a special feature of delicious Kroger selected seafoods. The finest selection and the very best flavored seafood and fish in town. There's saltwater and freshwater fish. Fish for baking, for frying, for broiling, and fish for chowder. And every morsel is firm-fleshed, tender, delicious. Just the kind of fish your family will love. You see, Kroger selected seafoods have that fresh-caught flavor because they're rush-delivered to your neighborhood Kroger store by Kroger's own special rush delivery system. And after delivery, that tangy flavor of the sea is preserved and protected for your enjoyment through precision refrigeration. And something else you'll want to keep in mind is that Kroger selected seafoods are priced to save you money. So plan to get some Kroger selected seafood soon. Visit your Kroger store and make your choice from the tempting variety you'll find waiting for you there. Remember, Kroger selected seafoods are an exclusive Kroger feature, available at your Kroger store only. And now, Hearts in Harmony. In the forest at the far end of Rossville Lake, Bill Carver and Jerry Manson were about to take final vengeance on Penny Gibbs. When suddenly, as if from nowhere, Freddie Lang appeared. He took the pistol out of Jerry Manson's hand and threw it in the lake, and then turned to fight Bill Carver. As the fight continues, Jerry Manson yells,
"Bill! Bill, you have him down. Now hit him hard and finish it."
"You just think you got me down, Carver?"
"Freddie, you're on top of him. Hit him hard. Oh, Freddie, hit him."
"He can't win against Bill, so don't ask him to, Penny, because he can't do it."
"Oh, no, Freddie, you're making him quit. Freddie, you're really making him quit."
"Bill! Bill, get up! Fight back, you fool! Fight back! You're twice his size! Fight back!"
"Oh, Freddie, you've got him! You've really got him! Freddie! Oh, Freddie!"
"Gibbsy. Yeah, looks like you got him, huh?"
"Mm-hmm."
I just had to get him. You had to finish both of us off."
"Freddie, are you all right?"
"Yeah. Yeah, I think I can get up a little now. I ain't sure, though. That guy hits hard."
Bill, what's the matter with you? Get up!"
"Jerry, he ain't never going to get up. Not for a while, anyway. He got up pounding like he's never had
before."
"Well,
maybe you fought him and won, but you're not going to beat me."
"If I was you, I'd just stand right there, Jerry, and don't move. I got a gun, see? You see it?"
"A gun? I thought you threw it in the lake."
"Yeah, that was Bill's gun. This one's mine. I didn't have time to use it before. I had to save myself the trouble of having to knock him asleep. Now you just stand there and be a good girl, Miss Manson. Gibbsy."
"Oh, yes, Freddie."
"Where's the rope that they had your hands tied up with?"
"Right here in the ground."
"Can you tie up knots? Good tight knots?"
"Yes, I think so."
"Okay. Jerry, put your hands behind your back. Go on, do like I say."
"Please. Please don't tie me up."
"Are you begging now, Jerry?"
"Do like I tell you, Jerry, or I won't wait a couple of days to pull a trigger on this gun."
"All right."
"That's better. All right, Gibbsy, get the rope."
"All right, Freddie, I have it."
"Now tie your hands behind her. Good and tight, too. So tight that it's going to hurt her. Don't care how much it hurts, either, because she didn't care nothing about how you felt before."
"I think just good and tight will be safe enough, Freddie."
"Don't take no chances on her, Gibbsy. You know, that's a good way to get your neck in a sling."
"I... And still, Jerry..."
"Hey, you come with that rope."
"I'm almost finished, Freddie."
"Well, you don't have to break my wrist."
"Jerry, I'm sorry, but I think Freddie's right. Foolish to take chances with you."
"Ouch!"
"Don't let the ouch worry you, Gibbsy. She was trying to make you say more than just ouch before. Did you get her tied?"
"Yeah. Good and tight, too."
"Swell. Now take her back to the car."
"All right. What about Bill?"
"I'm turning him over. Tying him up. Waiting for him to come to. Guess you better wait here till he does, Gibbsy. I don't want to let you out of my sight until we got them both in a good, safe place.
Well, where are we taking Freddy?
Gibbsy, for a smart dame, you sure can ask some awful dumb questions. We're heading these two back to the cops. And for the first time in my life, Gibbsy, I'm going to be glad to see a jail.
Do my eyes deceive me, or is this Freddy Lang standing in front of me? I thought you swore you'd never again set foot inside a police station, Freddy.
Well, that was with your copper pals dragging me in, Captain Harlow. See, look, I got an automobile full of a couple of people that I think you'd be liking to see.
Who?
Bill Carver and Jerry Manson.
What?
Yeah. They're both out there in Bill's car, tied up like sacks of potatoes, and Gibbsy's out there keeping an eye on them.
Miss Gibbs?
Uh-huh.
You were with Carver and Jerry Manson?
No, I wasn't with them. I was against them, copper. So don't go getting any ideas that you're going to arrest me, see? Gibbsy will tell you what happened. But look, before anything else happens, get out there and toss Carver and that Manson dame in a jug, will you? I'm tired of doing a cop's job around here. It's good to be home, Gibbsy.
Wonderful, Freddy.
Too bad there wasn't no reception committee to greet you. We're here all alone.
Well, Pat and Suzanne and the baby will be here soon enough.
Oh.
Oh, Freddy Hall, I thank you for all you've done.
Well, that'd be easy, Gibbsy. Just don't call me a liar every time I open my yap, huh?
Have I done that?
Well, honest. All I've had to do is to say good morning to you lately, and you'd say I was lying.
Oh, Freddy.
Hey, look, speaking of morning, what time is it anyway?
Golly, it's 10 o'clock. We've been up all night.
I guess that's maybe why I feel sort of funny in the stomach, huh?
No, that's just nerves. I feel all jumpy inside, too.
You're lucky you can feel anything right now.
I know. I hate to think what would have happened to me or where I'd be if you hadn't come along.
I didn't mean for you to bring that up, Gypsy. I just meant that... Well, I thought... I didn't mean nothing, I guess.
You know, Freddy, I've forgotten that you played the piano.
I ain't touched it at all since you disappeared, Gypsy.
Touch it now.
I just did.
No, play something. I'd like to know that everything's back to normal. I would if you do.
Well, my hands are kind of beat up, Gibbsy. You know, that guy Carver has a tough jaw. But I'll try, if you want me to.
Mm-hmm. I want you to.
Okay. How about this?
The doorbell. Excuse me.
Yeah, sure. But ain't that just my luck, though, Gibbsy? I'm about to get a pat on the back and the doorbell rings.
Freddy.
Ah, well, that's your luck.
Oh.
Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Captain Harlow.
Don't look so discouraged, Miss Gibbs. I'm not here to arrest Freddy Lang or anything like that.
No?
No. So, in that case, may I come in?
Well, yes. In any case.
Thank you. Freddy here?
Yeah, he's in the living room.
Hey, who is that, Gibbsy? That cop again?
Go on in, Captain.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs. Yes, Freddy, it's that cop again.
Hey, look, what do I have to do for you guys to make you leave me alone, huh?
Freddy, I'm not here to arrest you or even make a sour face at you. I just want to know a few things for the record.
The record? What record?
The record of the case against Bill Carver and Jerry Manson. The FBI wants him for kidnapping. You'll have to talk to Mr. Tobin, the FBI, too. You too, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, I realize that.
But you, Freddy, you've got a lot more to tell than Miss Gibbs. In the matter of the rescue, that is.
Oh.
I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Well, for once in my life, I'm not afraid to answer them, copper. Well, go ahead.
Good. You arrived on the scene of the attempted murder of Miss Gibbs just as Bill Carver and Jerry Manson were about to shoot her.
Uh-huh.
Well, how did you get there?
I followed them through the woods.
But, Freddy, that was 30 miles from Rossville. How did you get there?
I followed him.
How? In another car?
No, I don't have no car. And it wouldn't have been a smart thing to do to try and follow him that way anyhow. But I'll tell you how it was.
All right. Slowly now. I want to take notes on this.
Yeah, sure, sure. Hey, be sure I get the medal,
too, will you? Oh, Freddy, tell Captain Harlow what he wants to know.
Okay, Gibbsy. We see Copper was this way. Rover Boy Keith, he says to me...
Rover Boy?
Oh, that's Freddy's name for Johnny Keith.
Oh, I see. Well, go ahead, Freddy.
Yeah, sure. Well, you see, after Rover Boy Keith told me that the cops was going to surround the house where I knew that Bill and Jerry was keeping Gibbsy, well, I scrammed down there myself, see, and got there ahead of you guys.
I see. You warned Carver then?
No, I didn't even see him. He'd already planned to take Gibbsy out and kill her when I got there.
Uh-huh.
You see, the car was there all ready to drive away. So I climbed into the trunk and back of the car. And so everywhere they went, I went along too. See, it was just that simple, like that. Guess I was a smart guy, huh?
You took an awful chance, Freddy. You might have been killed too.
But I wasn't killed, was I?
No, you weren't. Look, Freddy, if you don't mind shaking hands with the copper, I'd like to shake hands with you.
I don't mind at all, if you don't.
Good. Good work, boy. I want to apologize for thinking all the things I did about you.
You mean that now I'm okay with the cops in this town?
Yes, Freddy. If you've done anything wrong in this town in the past, you're forgiven, completely forgiven. The slate is clean.
Oh, you wiped the slate clean, huh? Well, look, you want to wipe one more thing off of it while you're at it?
What do you mean?
Well, you see, I thought I ought to have a gun while I went out there to give Gibbsy a hand.
You had a gun?
Oh, yes, he had a gun, Captain, but he needed it. Jerry was still a problem after he got through with Bill Carver.
Yeah, but I don't need the gun no more, Copper, so if you want to take it back to where I got it...
Back where you got it?
Yeah, and you can wipe this one off the slate, too, huh? You see, I didn't have the time nor the dough to buy a gun when I was going out after Gibbsy, so I had to bust into Grimes' store and steal one.
Oh, Freddy.
Now you can wipe that little thing off the slate, too, can't you, Copper?
Well, I guess so.
Well, Penny is safely at home, and Freddie Lang seems to be in the good graces of the police, too. Will this mean peace at last for Penny, or will new troubles take the place of the ones she's just had? Are Bill Carver and Jerry Manson out of her life forever? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. When you visit your neighborhood Kroger store, you'll find that there's still not much chance of getting famous Kroger tenderay beef. But you'll make another discovery, and a mighty delightful one. You'll find waiting for you a marvelous variety of this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger's Selected Seafood. You've never seen finer-looking saltwater and freshwater fish, and you've never eaten finer-flavored seafood either. Yes, Kroger's Selected Seafood is tender and delicious, just chock full of real ocean-fresh flavor. Make up your mind right now to treat your family to a shore dinner.